We get it. After all the frustration, the endless cycles of hoping for a system that actually works, you're ready for something steady. Something that delivers without constant workarounds or headaches. That's why we're excited to introduce the 2025 redesign of the Buzz CRM. Built with you in mind, it's more intuitive, faster, and smarter than ever. Finally, a CRM that sees your worth, streamlines your workflows, and gives you the tools to thrive without needing to prove yourself over and over again. Because you deserve a lifeline after all those outdated platforms. You deserve a system that keeps up with your goals and grows with your success. This isn't just a redesign, it's a revolution. Visit thebuzzcrm.com today. That's thebuzzcrm.com. We get it. After all the frustration, the endless cycles of hoping for a system that actually works, you're ready for something steady. Something that delivers without constant workarounds or headaches. That's why we're excited to introduce the 2025 redesign of the Buzz CRM. Built with you in mind, it's more intuitive, faster, and smarter than ever. Finally, a CRM that sees your worth, streamlines your workflows, and gives you the tools to thrive without needing to prove yourself over and over again. Because you deserve a lifeline after all those outdated platforms. You deserve a system that keeps up with your goals and grows with your success. This isn't just a redesign, it's a revolution. Visit thebuzzcrm.com today. That's thebuzzcrm.com.
The opinions expressed on this webmasterradio.fm program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of webmasterradio.fm. Any rebroadcast or retransmission of this program without the express written consent of webmasterradio.fm is prohibited.
Welcome to SEO 101, your introductory course on search engine optimization. So, turn on your computers, open your minds, grab your mouse, and get ready to get back to the basics. SEO 101. SEO 101 on webmasterradio.fm is now in session.
Hello and welcome to SEO 101 on webmasterradio.fm. This is Ross Dunn, CEO of Stepforth Web Marketing, and my co-host is John Carcutt, the Director of Organic Search for MediaWiz. How you doing, man?
Awesome, awesome as always. How about you?
Oh, good. Could use some sleep, but good. So I hear you were at the affiliate convention. How was that?
That was rocking. It was great. I haven't been back to Denver in almost like 18 years, and that city is just unbelievable. I was really surprised at the amount of culture they had in the downtown area. It was just amazing. I love that. So I'm going to go back more for sure. Huh. And the show itself was wonderful too. I was on a couple of different panels and both of the audiences were very engaged and very active. It was a good time.
It's called AFCON, right?
AFCON 2010 was this year, so I'm assuming next year will be AFCON 2011. No, actually, that's not true, because AFCON, they're actually bringing one down here to Miami sometime later this year, so it won't be 2011.
They're following you.
Yeah, well, we got to get you to fly to Miami, and this will be a good excuse, Ross, and then I can take you out fishing and partying.
Dude, I'm there. I'd love to do that. Yeah, twist my arm. But
all right, consider it twisted.
Yeah, just need to get me on a good panel or something, and I'm there.
I think we both have some connections.
Yeah, we've got a few. Well, great, that'd be fun. We've got to hang out. I haven't seen you in ages, and I'd love to get out that way. But they all don't let you hear about this. They're all here to hear about SEO. So why don't you just say a couple things? I know you don't have any notes ready or anything like that, but what comes to your mind? What was really intriguing at this conference?
One of the coolest things I'm really, really excited about testing out is one of the gentlemen on my panel, David Ogletree, and he's probably in the chat room right now because he hangs out in the Webmaster Radio chat room all the time. I'm not there, so I don't know if he is or not, but he's created a tool that I'm very interested in testing that pretty much goes in and scrubs the data from what's this Majestic SEO. So you can get all this link data from Majestic SEO, but he has a tool that actually cleans that data and makes it much more valuable and much more interesting. So I'm really interested in trying that out.
Ooh.
Yeah,
count me in. Is that a beta or is it released? Or
I don't think he said it was in beta. I think he's actually got it pushed out. I will find the URL while we're talking and make sure we give it out. And if anybody's in the chat room and he's there, ask him what the URL is for it too. And I'm sure he'll publish it in the chat room on Webmaster Radio.
Yeah, that'd be great. I'm very intrigued. I love Majestic SEO's content, so that'd be great to get. SEOfox.com, that's what it is.
That's his site. That's David's site. I'm not sure if that's where he's hosting the tool, but I bet he has links to it from there for sure.
Uh-huh. You know, he just might.
Yeah. I would hope so.
Well, cool. Anything else that stood out? Or?
We had a really interesting session, black hat, white hat session. I sat on the panel on, and we heard this story about one of the gentlemen on the panel who actually had the opportunity to try to bribe Matt Cutts. It was a very interesting story. I hadn't heard it before, but I guess he did a whole big thing on SEO Rockstars about how this whole story went down. One of his clients got hit with a bunch of penalties, and they fixed everything for most of his clients, but some of his clients they couldn't fix because they had moved on, they didn't have access. And so he went back to Matt and said, hey, look, you know, we can't fix these other ones. And they're like, no, you got to fix them all or nothing. So he didn't know what to do. So some third party guy said, well, you know, I know how to get a hold of Mac in the back of channels, and usually it'll cost like $7,000 or $8,000 to fix something like this. Right? So he went on telling this story how they had communicated through this third party and all these different things. He ended up paying this guy, I think it was close to $30,000 by the end of it. And then he finally saw him, and nothing was getting done. And he finally saw Matt at a SES or something, like pulled him out to the side and said, look, what's going on, man? Paid all this money. It turned out the guy got totally scammed and conned. So Matt had no idea, was not involved whatsoever with any of it. It was a really funny story.
Oh, that's horrible. Yeah. Just so everyone knows, in case I know he's famous in our industry, but you may not know him. Matt Cutts is the head of the Google spam team. So he's the guy you'd talk to if you had issues, and that's hilarious. I mean, there's no way he did bribe.
Yeah, it was a great story. He only told us part of it, but I guess if you want to hear the whole story, it's hilarious. It's on one of the archived SEO Rockstar shows.
Oh, look that up.
Yeah, me too. I haven't heard the whole thing yet either. I want to as well.
Awesome. Well, cool. Well, today we figured we'd continue on the Bing versus Google stuff. There's lots of content. And one thing after Janet Driscoll-Miller, which is what we featured last week, some of her notes and some of the stuff we learned from that, was Rand Fishkin from SEO Moz. He did a correlation study or analysis, whatever you want to call it, on I guess the ranking factors. Well, what is it that works best in Google? What works best in Bing? And right. I know this is what everyone wants to hear.
Yeah.
So, well, let's dig into it. I mean, I put a few notes down before the show, and there's some interesting stuff.
Did he happen to say whether he's going to publish this data, kind of like they do with the ranking factors now? Annually, they do that whole thing with the search ranking factors, where they ask a bunch of people a bunch of questions on what they think works and doesn't. Is he going to publish it, something like that? Do you know?
I'm just checking now, but I'd be very surprised if he didn't. In fact, I think I recall him saying, just go to our site to see, find out more. Here it is. Mm-hmm. Bing versus Google, prominence of ranking elements. And cool. He's got a whole thing on it. Very detailed. There's a lot of stuff. They did 11,000 results they analyzed, mm-hmm. and only the first page of those 11,000 results. So they did, obviously they had to narrow it down.
Right.
Now, the one thing they were very cautious about stating was that essentially because it's a correlation analysis, quote-unquote, critical thought needs to be applied to the results. If you find out that .coms are doing really, really well, or not doing – one of the examples he said .coms weren't doing as well as another thing. Well, you wouldn't just say, okay, I'm not going to buy .com. Well, no, it could be that the other ones were getting, in this instance, were getting picked up better because they had better content. There could be a number of things. There's critical thought that has to be applied. You don't just run out and follow these tips. There is some very interesting data here. That's really what it gets down to.
All right. So basically, use your head.
Yeah, unfortunately, we have to say that these days.
Yeah. Don't be a lemming.
So let's start, I guess. A lot of these are really obvious. If anything, I guess it just helps us to hear that we were right. Or yeah. Some of them are interesting too. There were some interesting stuff, but let's start off with some of the. This is definitely a basic one. One is that the backlinks to get a top ranking, backlinks generally have to be diverse. They're better than having 500 links. If you had 500 links from 500 sites, that's better than having 500 links from one site. No duh.
True. Well, not to mention diversity. Also, you're talking about anchor text too, right? So you don't want 500 links with the same exact anchor text.
Precisely, and he does do another thing on anchor text. I mean, everything was touched on. Yeah, he did a really good job, and I was very impressed. We wouldn't even have time to go through it. It was amazing. I'm surprised he managed to crunch it into half an hour.
He's a fast talker.
He is. And I even had to stop and sort of I even recorded it, and I had to play it back a couple of times with some of the language he's using, because I'm not used to it. And I was like, what did he say? When you get into that stuff, it's like when you're doing any kind of competitor analysis, you get into the headspace, and it makes sense what you're saying, but not to anyone else.
Yeah, exactly.
So what's the next one?
So according to your notes, because I wasn't there, I'm just going off of what you had written down here, is according to his testing, H1 tags are not as important. Now, my question to you, Ross, since you wrote these notes, is as important as what?
It's just a correlation study. So, the interesting thing is this wasn't actually part of the study. It was a note he was saying that he said if someone were to tell him right now that heading ones are very important and blah, 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 he said, well, actually, we've got a lot of data saying quite the opposite. So that was how vague it was. But I thought it was intriguing because I like using them and I don't care. Even if he said that, I'd still use them.
They're great for usability too, as well. If you're going to do 508 compliancy and all that stuff, the proper heading tags are important for that perspective as well.
Precisely. Yeah, I was even hesitant to put that in, quite frankly, but I thought it was interesting. If anything, it would bring up this kind of conversation. Why not? So the next one was when a hyphenated domain is found in the top 10 results, Google appears to rank them more favorably. Now, comparing that to Bing, I'm shocked. I honestly thought, to put it quite bluntly, Bing was more gainable, especially with hyphenated domains. But the interesting thing was that, this is how detailed the study was. Bing was in there in the top. Bing had actually more hyphenated domains within results. But when it came to the top 10, Google was a little more favorable with them. Now, what does that mean, right? I mean, that could be the content. Yeah. It's too many things.
But it's interesting because I love hearing that, because I've always liked hyphenated domains. People say, ooh, awful, yuck. But I've always thought that they were, if you've got two words and it seems like there might be some confusion of where the words break, we know that if you use dashes in your URLs, it separates the word instead of underscores. Why not in your domain? It very specifically tells the engines, you got two words in this domain and here they are. I never understood why people had such a problem with hyphenated domains.
Yeah, I mean, it's just one of those things. I mean, if it's something you want to put on a business card, it can be a little tougher to remember.
Yeah, I don't know. With people too, you see two words. I don't know.
For us geeks, it's easier.
Yeah, I've always been. I don't think it makes much difference, but some people do. I don't.
Okay. Well, let's take a quick break, and when we get back, we'll touch on some more tips.
SEO 101 will be back right after recess.
Did you know?
99 Designs is a leading marketplace for graphic design on the internet.
Did you know?
99 Designs connects you to a community of over 35,000 designers who will compete to do the best work for you.
Did you know?
99 Designs allows you to post projects for logo design, web page design, t-shirt design, and more.
Did you know?
99 Designs projects an average of over 70 different design options for a price that you set.
99 Designs. When designers compete, you win.
Our clients have earned over $1 billion. Now it's your turn. With over 20,000 products to promote across a huge variety of niches, ClickBank provides countless ways for any affiliate to make money. You can promote any product immediately. No contracts required. Looking for recurring commissions? Upsell products? ClickBank's got them. And best of all, you can make up to 75% commissions. Ready to become the next ClickBank success story? Sign up now for free at ClickBank.com.
Staying ahead of the curve to deliver the best online marketing solutions you need. That's what the JAR Group is all about. The JAR Group offers a full-service suite of marketing and managing solutions custom-tailored for affiliate, search, and social media. The JAR Group uses their resources and research to help meet and exceed the revenue expectations of each and every client. Find out how the JAR Group can work for you at thejargroup.com. That's thejargroup.com. The JAR Group, online marketing with measurable results.
CEO Coach, Mondays at 1 p.m. Eastern, 10 a.m. Pacific, or on demand anytime inside the Culture and Business Channel, only on webmasterradio.fm.
Okay, class, take your seats and no talking. Recess is over and SEO 101 is back in session, only on webmasterradio.fm.
Welcome back to SEO 101 on webmasterradio.fm with John Carcutt, Director of Organic Search for MediaWiz, and myself, Ross Dunn, CEO of Stepforth Web Marketing, Inc. For the break, we were discussing some of the finer points from Rand's presentation at SMX Advanced, where they were displaying correlation analysis of the top, the first page, the top 10 rankings in Google and Bing. And we just touched on, hyphenated domains doing pretty well in both, but seeming to do better in Google when it's in the top, on the main page. What's the next one?
I'm not sure I understand the next one. Exactmatch.com, still a powerful influence. So basically, I think what they're saying is if you have the exact phrase that's being searched as a .com, it's still a really powerful, strong result. Is that correct?
Yes. In fact, of all the results they got from the study, he was pretty notably said this is by far what stood out the most. Like, there was a good distance here. I mean, the exactmatch.coms. So if you're selling Victoria Car Sales, if you got victoriacarsales.com, that gave you a better chance of getting a ranking. It was just outstanding how much it showed up.
So I wonder where that fails, because if you're going to do that for long tail search, you start putting out domain names with five or six keywords in them, it's going to look spammy, especially after the Mayday index and all the what they're doing with the long tail. It would be interesting to see where that correlation falls off, because with one or two key phrases, I can see that, definitely one or two word phrases, but if you had six or seven words, I'm not still convinced that would be the same.
It makes sense, and I think that is probably for two or three word phrases, but then I don't recall hearing about that point. No one asked, so that's a good point though. You should have been there, damn it.
I know.
I'm not gonna let you up on that one. and the next one was about same thought process here, was that subdomains, they still had some power. I love subdomains. I think they were great, and when they were really powerful, I was all over them, man. They're not nearly as
free shipping in continental U.S. only. See website for subscription offer details. Calling all partners. Losing weight is better together with Nutrisystem's new partner plan. It's so much easier when you do it together. You'll both get new premium meals with up to 30 grams of protein. They're big and filling and taste delicious. New skillet selections that go from pan to plate in minutes. And new restaurant faves that taste like your favorite restaurant meals, portioned at half the calories. Powered by the science of ProSync to help keep your blood sugar steady and you losing weight. Motivate each other, keep each other accountable, and reach your goals with Nutrisystem's partner plan. Just go to Nutrisystem.com/diet right now and get 50% off. You heard me right. Go to Nutrisystem.com/diet right now and get 50% off everything. Don't wait. This special offer will not last long. Just go to Nutrisystem.com/diet right now and get 50% off. Go to Nutrisystem.com/diet.
Powerful as exact match TLDs, and Google still didn't mind subdomains, but Bing seemed to have pretty much indifferent to them. which was intriguing as well.
Yeah. Subdomains actually came up in the Black Hat, White Hat panel that I was on at AffiliateCon. And my recommendation these days is, if you haven't started using them already, don't.
Yeah.
Use another methodology. Put things in directories on your site, because the spammers are really taking advantage of subdomains, and they're going to get hit hard within the next year or so. So don't put all that work and effort into subdomains if you're just now starting it.
Yeah, I agree. I would actually go for a new TLD before I do that. You know, if I couldn't do it on my own site, it's just don't bother. It's too bad, because I really like them. It makes a lot of sense from a branding perspective.
Yeah, and there are still cases where they're going to be working great, even if you are starting out. Like, if you have enough content or enough diverse content to where you have to break up, you know, a real common example is, like, some big sites will use states. Like, they'll have a Ohio dot and Florida dot, you know, subdomains. As long as you have enough content and unique, when I say unique, I mean real unique content on those subdomains, and they're like real websites and not just three or four pages or five or six pages, you know, they can still work and they still will work. But it's much easier to put blog dot, you know, as a subdomain if you're doing it. It's just as easy to put .com/blog, and it'll actually work better for you from a ranking standpoint.
Bringing back the good memories of of some of the shadier tactics I used back in the old days.
you use shady tactics, Mr. Ross Dunn?
Yeah, sure. It was fun. At the time, it wasn't shady. I mean, it was whatever. You did what you did.
Exactly.
At least.
If you've been in this industry more than 5 or 6 years, you've done things that today you would not do.
Yeah. So what's the next one here? Oh, right. I guess this is me again. Sorry. And this is a chart I've got here that's from Rand's actual presentation. And it shows the different types of exact match TLDs, so top-level domains, you know, .org, .net, .com, or anything. And really what it came down to, .com was miles ahead of .net and .org. And .net was and now we're talking about Bing on these ones right now, and .com was I should show this to you because it's confusing me telling you, but exactmatch.com was, as we've already mentioned, was strong in both Bing and Google. When it comes to .net and .org, Bing liked them a lot, but .org was really favored in Google, and .net was really low.
See, this kind of comes back to me to where, especially when Rand introduced this thing saying critical thought needs to be applied, because when you think about it, though, if you're comparing how many of these different TLDs are ranking, you have to consider how many are registered. So there's probably 10 times as many .coms registered than there are these other two as well. So that would obviously skew the results of how many of them are being found in the engines and where.
Exactly. Yeah, I can't agree with you more. Now, it's like the old correlation study. I mean, I've done correlation studies myself, not nearly as scientific in a lot of ways than he's done here, you know, because he was creating it for the public. But you always had to take it with a grain of salt. But they did provide good indicators.
Mm-hmm.
No question. And, I mean, you're talking 11,000 results. You're going to start getting some concept.
Yeah, that's a good sampling. I mean, the political polling they do in the United States for a presidential election, they only talk to like 500 or 600 people. This is 11,000. That's pretty good.
Yeah, exactly. So let's see here. I'm just trying to create it into a snapshot I can drop into our Google Wave here. Yes, people, we use Google Wave.
Yes.
I know. It's a shock even to me sometimes, but
it's been working well.
It works great for us. It totally does. Anyway, I'll drop it in there during the break here. I'm going to take a quick break, but when we get back, we're going to move on to a couple other points and start gabbing, I think, about some other ideas.
Nice.
SEO 101 will be back right after recess.
Looking for an affiliate network that can package every solution an advertiser or publisher needs in one account? Your one-stop source for full-service solutions is admedia.com. Ad Media delivers an incredible lineup of specialized XML feeds for local, social, and search, plus the advertising arsenal of PPC, SEM, contextual, display, and more. Ad Media gives your campaign real visibility, from emailers to domain redirects. Ad Media tailors your all-in-one campaign to give your account a real advantage. AdMedia.com delivers cost-effective ad solutions with real conversions. Learn everything Ad Media can do for you today. Sign up at AdMedia.com. Ad Media, strong ROI made simple.
Anyway, I ask?
That's right, ma'am. Anyway, you ask.
Let me get this straight. If I wanted your CEO to deliver my check while juggling flaming machetes on the back of an Asian elephant, all I have to do is ask?
Correct.
With in-demand affiliates, you can tell us exactly how you want your payouts, and we will deliver.
God, could you hold on for a second? Someone's at the door. Wow, you aren't kidding.
We are in demand. You can be too. Sign up today at the letter ndemandaffiliates.com.
How do you choose the right affiliate network to partner with? The answer is simple. MarketHealth.com, where health and wealth connect. Established in 1998, the MarketHealth.com affiliate network allows you to market and promote the world's leading health and beauty offers on the net. Start making recurring income and the highest payouts in our industry. Choose from over 50 of the hottest selling offers, ranging from herbal supplements, skincare, vitamins, beauty products, weight loss, and much more. Sign up for free at MarketHealth.com and start making money today. Ecom Experts, Mondays at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific, or on demand anytime inside the Internet Marketing Channel, only on WebmasterRadio.fm. Okay, class, take your seats and no talking. Recess is over and SEO 101 is back in session, only on WebmasterRadio.fm.
Welcome back to SEO 101 on WebmasterRadio.fm with John Carcutt, Director of Organic Search for MediaWiz, and myself, Ross Dunn, CEO of Stepforth Web Marketing, Inc. Before the break, we were jumping all over the map a bit, essentially talking about top-level domains and which ones would really stand out. And since then, I managed to upload an image for John to look at just in case there was any additional thoughts he wanted to add. But any thoughts from what I put up there? Is it pretty much?
It's actually interesting to me how similar .net and .org are in this listing for Bing. I mean, it's almost the same. You know, from the scale you're on, it's very close. But .net and .org on Google, .org has almost three times what .net has.
Yeah,
which is very interesting.
And that really stands out from, you know, if I were to apply some positive, you know, back this up a little bit, it would be that, and no, I know this isn't always the case, but a lot of the .NETs I've seen are kind of spammy.
Yeah, but now that we've mentioned it on the air and Rand's put it in a presentation, it's going to get spammy too.
.org, yeah, it's true. Well, .com already is, but there's no other game in town really that can match it, so that's why it's the tops.
I know this is totally off topic, but I saw something go through like one of my news feed readers that they finally, after all these years, they've approved the .xxx subdomain. Is that true? Did you hear that?
I've heard it, but I think I've heard it a few times. I don't know whether it's true or not.
It could be another one. Just thought of that. We're talking about these different TLDs. Like, oh man, who knows?
You know what? Hey, if they could do that, I think it'd be kind of stupid for the marketplace. Our marketplace would be happy, but I mean, then everyone would just block .xxx and they would get visitors.
That's true.
It's too easy to segment them that way. So I don't know.
I personally think they need to create a dot SPAM.
Yes.
Maybe we could just do just SPM.
SPM, exactly.
Dot SPM. Just give us we'll know ahead of time.
You know, we should back that up. We should make shirts. Yeah, anyway.
Dot SPM, yep.
Another time. and really comes down to the no-brainers. You can take this next one. I mean, it's about as no-brainer as it gets. The last point, actually.
The similarities between Google and Bing? Yeah. Apparently, according to Rand's study, they're remarkably similar. And I'm assuming this remarkably similar is from a rankings perspective, not so much from a usability and information perspective. Because honestly, at this point, when it comes to what you can do in the interface and how you can sort, Bing's probably got a leg up on Google at the moment. I mean, with the new Google left-hand navigation thing, it's given some more flexibility, but as far as interface and interactivity, Bing's kind of got an edge right now.
It's surprising, isn't it? And
yeah,
I found it refreshing that they were talking about Bing. It's time has come for everyone to start considering it, especially since I think it's going to be close to 30% of the market share. Is it fall when they're doing the merge?
I have it on good authority that it will be done by the end of August.
Okay. Yeah, so that,
the algorithmic portion, the actual paid search portion, will take a few weeks longer, maybe a month or more.
Okay, now for people who don't understand what we're talking about, which unfortunately may be more often than we'd like, but in this case, we're talking about Microsoft's joining forces with Yahoo, and they're essentially, Bing is going to be running the algorithmic results, so that's the organic search results on Bing's going to be running it on Yahoo, and Yahoo's going to be taking over the paid search marketing for both Bing and Yahoo. So
it's a lot more complicated than that. It really is. Yahoo's going to be managing the paid. If you have a paid account where you have a representative, that will be Yahoo. If you're self-service, you will still be on Bing. Both of them will be using Bing's Ad Center as the management portable.
No.
Yes.
Why?
That's the way it's going.
Oh, that's the worst news yet. I was all positive about this. Now I'm just doom and gloom.
Yeah, it's how two big companies have to figure out how to work together. It's going to be complicated.
But Yahoo's search marketing, and the reason they were taking it over, I thought, was because they have a super superior ad platform.
The platforms, so basically the platforms are merging, and everything will be working similar. However, the interface is going to be Ad Center. So if you're only self-service, you just go in and do all your own stuff, you will just be an Ad Center. If you have a rep and you deal with the engines at that level, you will be working with Yahoo, even though it'll be Ad Center Microsoft. It's very convoluted.
Mm. Well, thanks for making my day that much better.
No problem, anytime. But the interesting thing about the merger from an algorithmic standpoint is I don't think anybody expects them to be exactly the same. Everybody says Bing is going to be serving Yahoo's search results. Yahoo will be tweaking those results with some of its own algorithmic twists. It won't be that different, I don't believe, but it's not going to be exactly the same. So when people say you only have two search engines to worry about, yeah, but you're still going to have some minor fluctuations between the two engines.
Yeah, I was at the it was actually the same presentation, and Danny was talking with Matt, I think it was, Cutts, and he was saying how he was surprised that Yahoo said that they would be the same in both Bing Bing was saying it was going to be the same in both Bing and Yahoo for organic results. I said, no, I was there that day, and I've got it recorded somewhere. They said the exact opposite. So I'm all confused now because no matter what, though, when we apply logic, it doesn't make sense to make them identical.
Well, here's a great real example. Yahoo search results used to be served by Google. You used to have Google search in Yahoo, and when that was happening, they were not the same. Google's was different than Yahoo's.
Definitely.
So it's basically, here's all our data, here's all this information that we've collected. Present it any way you want.
Yeah, and that should be the way it is. That way, you know what? It would be smarter on their part because they could try different technologies. It's like they got the ultimate A/B testing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, true.
I mean, they can really roll out some really interesting stuff and play. I mean, they've got this amazing ability to. Anyway, I'm going to hunt that down because it still bothers me. I know I heard them say exact opposite of what Danny and Matt were saying. So it's like, I want to raise my hand. I'm like, no, I don't know
quit,
enough.
Quit.
But anyway, it's good. I think that we've got some good information here out of Rand's presentation. If anything, just thought provoking. I mean, how much of it you're going to take with a grain of salt? All of it.
Right.
You know, Brand's a smart guy. He's got a smart team, so you know they did a good work in this. And there's a lot to take consideration.
And for those who don't know, Rand, he runs and he's the face of SEO Moz. So all this information should be published somewhere over on SEOMoz.com.
Yes, it is. And just type, if you go to SEOMoz.org, you can go to the search, just type in Bing versus Google, and you'll find this absolutely massive article presenting all that information I was just talking about. It's pretty cool. It's got lots of good stuff. And just remember to take it with a grain of salt. I'm sure he's mentioned that as well, again, in here.
Yep.
Well, it's hard to believe it's 30 minutes already, man.
Nice. Well, thank you for doing all the research and digging all this stuff up, and all I had to do was talk.
Yeah. It's such a one-sided relationship.
It's not like I don't want to go to the show with you. I really, really want to go.
Well, I guess on that note, on behalf of myself, Ross Dunn, CEO of Stepforth Web Marketing, and John Carcutt, SEO Manager for MediaWiz. Actually, not SEO Manager, Director of Organic Search. I've got to correct that. Sorry. Our Twitter IDs are, mine is Ross Dunn, and yours is
John Carcutt.
Awesome. And we'll see you next week. We air every Monday, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern. That's SEO 101 on webmasterradio.fm. So thanks a lot. We'll see you next week.
Thanks, everybody.
The level of connection you feel in your home dramatically influences your experiences there. Get the tools to control that connection in your communities with the first multifamily platform that unifies management and resident experiences to create smart apartments. Talk to a RealPage consultant today to see how your properties can meet the future of multifamily with the Smart Building Suite.